Welcome to Total Engagement with Matt Kuh, the very last episode and my very last podcast hosting appearance ever. We'll talk about it today on Total Engagement for the last time with me, Matt Kuh. That's right. If you're not on Twitter, then you don't know, or Facebook, you don't know that I've decided to hang up my podcasting boots and walk off of the sunset. And why? You know, I had some people ask me, you know, are you okay? I'm totally great. Did the trolls get to me? Please. You know, that's kind of been the most fun part of this thing, is kind of arguing with these low IQ people who actually log out of their real accounts and log into fake accounts just so they have the bravery to argue with me. That's been fun for me. No, and I don't even hold any ill will against them. I think it's been fun, and God bless you guys, move on. Is it because Cornette hates me? No, I love that too. Is it because Dave Meltzer hates me? No, that's not it. Is it because of any of the hate? Nope. It's because of music, guys. I'm a musician, and I had a talk with someone recently about this podcast, about how well it was doing, and about what I wanted to do in my life, what I had passion for. And for those you don't know, all the music you hear on this show, all the music you heard on Vince Russo's show was all my music. If you've heard the Bruce Prichard podcast, that's my theme. If you heard Tony Schiavone's podcast, that's my theme and me singing. And of course, if you heard the latest Arn Anderson podcast, that's my theme as well. I teach music. I have a real job. I make music. I am a musician. That's my thing. That's what I've done my entire life. And I've made it my life. I have about 150 students I teach every single week. I mean, I don't personally teach all of them anymore, but it started like that. Now I have employees that teach them, but those employees used to be my students as well. I play several instruments. I've taught 18 instruments. I've written a lot of songs, and I've had okay success. But in the wrestling world, for some reason, I've had a lot of success and a lot of opportunity. And it's come late in life, at a point where I didn't know it ever would. And there's nothing more important to me. There's no more joyous Matt Kuh than the Matt Kuh who's making music. And if I think, take a moment to think, if I put all my energy, all my stubborn, arrogant, egocentric, hardworking energy towards that goal of music and making music specifically for wrestling, specifically for wrestlers, for entrance music, for shows, for organizations, for podcasts, for YouTube shows, specifically for wrestling, I think it's something I could be really good at, and something I could have success at if I put my work behind it and if I throw all my energy behind it. Of course, I still, number one priority is being a dad, and of course, number two is my real job, but I'm a guy who isn't happy just working a 40-hour week. And now that my business is going good, I'm working just a 40-hour week, and I have the time to dedicate towards music, but I've been dedicating it towards this podcast, and the podcast is doing great, like way better than it ever should. It's a fan podcast, and which we started a Patreon, so obviously this is something I just thought of recently. And for those of you on Patreon, as soon as I figure out how to give like full refunds to everybody, I will do that using the Patreon mechanism. If I can't do that, it will come out of my pocket. And just, I will get that done as soon as I possibly can. And thank you guys. Obviously, I did not think I was going to quit podcasting, but I just had that thought. And something about me is I've always known when it was time to leave. I've never been fired from a job. I've always known when it was time to move on. And every time I've left a job, I've moved up to a better job. It's just the way it's gone. A lot of times, it didn't look like a better job. A lot of times, it was a gamble. Whether it was when I left the music store I was at to start my own business, or whether I stopped working as working with kids to work with the Boys and Girls Club, and I ended up being a unit director there. It's all about taking chances and betting on myself. I'm someone who's been on my own since I was 13 years old. I'm used to betting on myself. And this is my final bet, I think. And I'm going to go for it. Because I know that if I put everything I have towards something, I'm either going to make it happen or I'm going to have no regrets. And I hope you guys out there take that with you as well. Because think about this. I'm a guy who's been podcasting for less than 2 years. I have interviewed like 100 wrestlers. 100 wrestlers whose names you would know. And I've hosted with like Medusa. She's a Hall of Famer. Dutch Mantel, one of the greatest of all time. Robbie E., who's, you know, Robbie E., but Vince Russo, like, that was a goal I set for myself, and I was able to do that. If I'm able to do that as a guitar player out of Virginia, y'all can do whatever you want to do. There's so many of y'all out there who have podcasts, who want to get involved in wrestling, or who have other passions. And I'm telling you, you can do it if you put your ass behind it and if you believe in yourself. It might not turn out exactly how you want it to. And it definitely won't turn out exactly how you want it to when you want it to. But you have to do it. You only have one lifetime to live. And I've only got one lifetime to live. And I might fall flat on my face. I might put a million songs out there and everybody says they suck. And that's it. But think about this. J.K. Rowling was told her book sucked like 12 times. It was rejected. It was like, imagine you take your book to somebody and you say, hey, this is this story about this fucking wizard I made. And what do you think? They're like, nah, I'm not good. Nah, that's not for me. Next person. Nope, not for me. Third person. No. Mm-mm. What do you start to think? What kind of self-belief do you have in yourself to keep plowing forward? And you look at what J.K. Rowling created the Harry Potter empire based on it. Or the story about Jim Carrey, who wrote himself a $10 million check and stuck it in his wallet when he was dirt poor. Because he knew that one day he would be the first person to ever get a $10 million check from a movie company. I believe those stories, and those stories inspire me. Because if not me, then who? If not you, then who? You can do whatever it is that you want to achieve out there. This whole thing in wrestling started like less than 3 years ago when I was talking to my girlfriend at the time and I was talking about how much I liked wrestling. And I said, you know what? And I'm that kind of guy. You might notice I'll make a decision to go with it. I turned to her and I said, you know what? I'm going to get a job in wrestling. I'm going to do something with wrestling. And she goes, what? I go, I don't know, but something. Music, or maybe I'll write. I like to write. I think I'm a good writer. I can do that. I didn't think podcasting, but I just knew I would make it happen. Just because I had the faith in myself. And also because, guys, there's an infinite field of possibilities out there for every single one of us. An infinite field of possibilities every single day when you wake up. When I wake up as a man in his 40s who's overweight and a single dad, it doesn't matter because every day's up to me. And there's absolutely an infinite amount of choices you make during the day that affect the rest of your day. And if you set your mind towards something and you're single-minded about it, some people believe the universe organizes things for you. Or other people think that your brain does it because if you're single-minded, your brain is so powerful it can actually put those action steps in place for you. But it doesn't matter because I know if you have faith in yourself and you put the belief out there and you put it out in the universe and you work for it, you're going to get what you want. It's not enough just to think about it. It's not enough just to dream. Dreamers dream, doers do. And sometimes, as my friend Victor says, he says, sometimes if you want a gallon of milk, you have to go to the store and buy a gallon of milk. You can sit there and try to manifest it all you want, but you got to go get it. Well, I'm going to go get that gallon of milk, guys. I'm going to try to achieve my dream yet again. Because for someone who went from being homeless in California to having his college paid for in Virginia, based on a dream I had, to running a Boys and Girls Club based on a dream I had, to running my own music school that I created out of my own head, out of a dream I had, who ended up making songs for podcasts, and now host a show, a fan show where wrestlers, some that I grew up watching, some that I'm a fan of now, text me after my show, and we discuss the show because of a dream I had. So I'm going to dream one last big dream. And that's, I'm going to make music. I'm going to make music that the world's going to hear. And because I love wrestling, wrestling is going to be the way that the music is heard. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. I have confidence, not just in my ability in musically to do that. I have confidence in the process of somebody who has a passion and a dream and wants to work hard to make that happen. Now, this show didn't turn out exactly like I thought it would. So I was thinking I was going to do a pipe bomb, but I'm not going to do a pipe bomb. I'm going to talk about some people. I'm very proud of the Brad Shepherd thing. Brad Shepherd is a guy who wants to be a reporter so bad that he makes it up. He just invents it. And he made me look bad when at a point where I'm trying to get credibility, because a lot of people just think I'm a piece of crap because I worked with Vince Russo in the first place, which isn't fair to me or Vince. And I set him up, and I showed everybody what a fake he was. Proud of that. I think that might be the legacy of this show. I want to thank Robbie E., Robert Strauss, Robert Stone Brand on NXT for inviting me to be on Why It Ended. It was the most fun show I ever did. Most fun person I ever worked with. I love Robbie. And I hope I see you again soon, my friend. Someone who doesn't get enough love, I don't think, is someone actually has become a friend of mine in the process. Johnny Fairplay. I'd like to thank him for having me on his show, taking a chance on me with no experience at all podcasting. I'd like to think I did right by you. I don't think I ever worked harder than I did when I was on your show. Of course, Bruce Pritchard and Tony Schiavone, I always put him in the same boat, but Bruce Pritchard, you know, let me do a song on his show, and that meant a lot to me. And Tony Schiavone, you know, is the best, and let me put music on his show too, and gave me the platform. And of course, I would not be here if not for Conrad Thompson. Y'all can call me Bargain Rate Conrad all you want. I think it's the greatest compliment I could get, because he's one of the best friends I've ever had, and I would not be in the position I am if not for him. And I'll use his example when I think about how to treat others who want to do what I did. I'm not emotional about this because I know I'm making the right decision. You know, like when you make a huge decision, I don't know how many of you have been in this situation, but I've been there a few times, where you make the giant decision, like a life decision, and you immediately get a feeling in your gut. It's either like, oh shit, I fucked up, or, ooh, there's a weight off my back. Guys, there's a weight off my back because I'm ready to move on. But one thing I didn't anticipate is the amount of people who like this show and the amount of people who listen to this show and the amount of people who gave me feedback like, I'm going to miss listening to you every day. I'm going to miss you guys too. And I thank you for listening. And I don't mean to say you're unimportant to me, because you are important to me. You guys really kept me going and kept me doing this, even when, you know, doing a show every day was tough. It's a great concept, so y'all who are stealing it, keep stealing it, because someone's going to fucking do great with it. But as I get a little tired doing it, as I get a little fatigued doing it, you know, it was the fans, the listeners, that kept me going, and all the feedback I've gotten on Twitter and Facebook today, I appreciate you guys very much. That being said, I do want to thank some of the people I thanked on Twitter today. If you weren't on that Twitter, I want to thank everybody who I've ever worked with in the podcast, especially Dutch Mantel, Matt Farmer, Medusa, Terry Runnels, Corey Foreman, Robbie E., Vince Russo. Vince had a lot to do with raising my profile, and I thank you for that, Vince. And people who had me on their shows, like Wade Keller and Jason Powell and Bruce Mitchell, I thank you, because this part of my life is over. I'm not podcasting anymore. I'm probably not talking anymore. You're probably not going to hear my voice speaking anymore. You're going to hear me playing music. But it was fun. I like to think I did it better than most. I like to think that I was successful as it could have been. And I worked really hard for you guys, and I worked hard for everybody who listened to me. This is very long-winded, so I'm going to sign off now. Guys, thank you so much. It's been a wild ride, and please support the music I do. I think it'll be over at mattcoon.com. Follow me on Twitter at mattcoonmusic, and thank you guys so much. And if there's anything you can pull from this, the best is coming around the corner for me. I'm very optimistic and anxious about it. But the best is coming around the corner for you too, if you want it to. If you really want it. You shirk away the negativity, you shirk away all the reasons you can't do it, you ignore all that, and you go forward. And let's all go forward together. I know a year from now what I want to be doing. What do you want to be doing a year from now? Let's talk about it then. Somewhere else. Probably not here. On Total Engagement. With me. Matt Coon.